Avul ha'akum, whereas the other nations, heim behepach, they're the opposite of all of this. Shehem tachas hazman, they are looking only at the physical world, at the materialistic world. So they are fully involved in time. To them, time is everything. Physical time is everything. V'al kein heim moinim lachama. Therefore, they go based by, they determine their calendar and everything based on the sun. Shehu or yoim, which represents the light of day. Shubchinas das, which represents das. Hainu, shehem einom roitzim lahashlich sichlom hamegusham. They are not willing to put aside their physical, their materialistic attitudes. V'nidmelahem shesichlom shoim. They think, it seems to them as if their intelligence, the intelligence that they have right now, that's it. There isn't much more than that. Ukeilu ze hazman hanidmel hazman, huzman bemes. And therefore, they are assuming 100%, and they're positive that what to them appears to be a day is a day. There's nothing short, you know, there's no way to shorten it or lengthen it in any way. Not the day, not the year, anything. V'alkein heim moinim lachama. Therefore, they go based on the sun. Ki'ilu hama'oiroiz shezeb shebazeh oilam. Shal yodam azman hema'oiroiz shleimim. As if these lanterns that are in the world today are 100% beseder. Everything's okay. Ukeilu chas v'shalom ein oir gavoyim em chalila. As if they're thinking that there's no larger light than this. There's no higher level than this. Ukeilu ein das gavoya midaitom chashon, as if there is no level of das that's above their das, above their standards, above their perceptions, you know, their perceptions of what life is. V'alkein be'emes heim kvushim tachas hazman, and this is why, in truth, they are totally restricted by the limitations of time. Umivalin yomeyem al hevli azman, and they spend their days and their lives on the narishkeiten of time. You know, having, I want to have a good time. That's what life. That's the whole goal in their life. And whether it's a good time, a 15-minute good time, whether it's a high on drugs or something else, or watching a special movie or a special ball game, or it's a good time that's a three-week vacation. It's all about this concept of time, trying to have as much fun and to take good time. That's the terminology. Kihein b'chinas nirgan mafrid aluf. Because they are in the category of those who cut themselves off. They separate themselves from the essence, from Hashem. Shemafrid alufoy sheloilam. They separate themselves from the master of the world. Shecholkin umafridim bein hazman lebechinas lamala miazman. They disagree and they separate between time and above the concept of time. Sheze bechinas asher cholak lohem. This is tied into the pasuk we quoted earlier, that when it spoke about the lanterns which Hashem designated for them, and we said that the Torah uses the word cholak. Cholak means lechalek, to separate, to divide. Aval be'emes einoy kein. However, the real truth, the real reality is not their reality, but rather ki be'emes kol hamoiros shebozeh oilam hem rak bechinas levono aspaklari shenemira. All of the lanterns in this world, the sun included, are all in the category of aspaklari shenemira. They're working at half their voltage. They're not complete. Keneged oir hagavoya mehem boilam asheni. Certainly compared to the light that's much higher than them in the second, in the next world. V'chein me'oilam lo'ilam, and so too as you travel from world to world, ad tchilas habria, until you go back to the beginning of creation, tchilas hishavus hazman, when Hashem first created time, shehakol b'chinas chisoroin, everything here, everything in this world is in a category of lacking, deficient, defective, b'chinas levona, like the moon, b'chinas chisoron adas, keneged shoyre shamoyres, compared to the source of all light, Sheshom Oyer Kol Ha'oyrois Bishleimus. That's where you have the ultimate light in its most perfected state. Vishom Hu Bechinas Lamala Me'azman. And there, it's above the concept of time. As we mentioned in the previous year, Ki Elef Shonim Be'enecho Kiyoim Esmoil. What to us down here is 1,000 years, to Hashem, it's like yesterday. Rak Sheyef Shalonu Lahasik Kol Zebedateinu. However, we today, we ordinary people, can't understand this, can't rationalize this. V'alkein onu moinen la'levona. Therefore, we base ourselves on the moon. Ki onu moiden, we're talking about the Jewish people. Ki onu moiden al ho'emes, because we admit the truth. She'ein datenu sholem, that our das is not complete. She'ze ikra das u'amiti. And that's the true das. True das is realizing that you don't have shleimus hadas. That's one of the most important understandings. A recognition of a problem, recognition of an illness, in many cases, is 90% of curing it. Until the person admits, until the person can really admit to the truth that they're sick, nobody, you can't heal that person. 90% of the is getting to that state where the person is perfectly clear and honest with themselves that they recognize the problem. Bebechinas, as Shlomo Melech said, Omarti echkemo, v'hi rechoyka mimeni. I said I would achieve chokhmah, and I see it's very far from me. And Rabbi Nezal points out on the Likutei Moran, she'ikar hachokhmah, she'yaskil she'rochok mimeno chokhmah. The true definition of chokhmah is the realization of how far you are from chokhmah. That the real chokhmah is Hashem. And based on that, all of us are really far away. And it's through that recognition, by being aware that we don't, our chachma is deficient today, our light is deficient, and our mission in this world is to try to complete the light. How? By drawing ourselves to spirituality, to Torah and mitzvahs, which are lamala me'azman. Kanal, as we discussed earlier, and Rav Nosson says, v'chovein heitev, understand this very, very well, because this is a definition of our purpose in life. He's given us an overview of what life in this world is really all about. Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'yalkein ein ma'abrim elo ador sheboy purim. Now you'll understand also why when they have to add a month to the year to straighten out the difference between the lunar year and the solar year, the only place they do it is Ador. Then after the first Ador, they add a second Ador, which is the holiday in which Purim comes out. Ubishna soibur oisim Purim koton upurim godlum. And when there's a leap year, we actually have like two Purims, a Purim in Ador Ishon and a Purim in Ador Sheni. Why? Ki yesh shneimosor chodshei hashona keneged shneimosor mazolos. There are 12 months in the year corresponding to the 12 different signs of the zodiac. V'heim keneged shneimosor shiftei kol, which correspond to the 12 tribes which make up the entire Jewish people. V'ze b'china shteimesrei shos hayoyim u'shteimesrei shos halayla, which correspond to the 12 hours of daylight and the 12 hours of night. Shekol hazman al yedei elu hashneimosor chadoshim u'shteimesrei shos hayoyim v'halayla, whereby all of time is measured by these 12 months and by the 12 hours of day and night. V'kulam tzrichim lehikolel b'sharoshim, and all of these have to connect to their source, shehu b'chinas lamala me'azman, which is Hashem, which is above time. Shehu b'chinas klolius hashneimosor tseirufei havaya shebishneimosor chadoshim. This is tied into in other words, lemala me'azman, above the concept of time, is a composite of all 12 combinations of yud kei vav kei, which apply to the shneimosor chadoshim, which correspond to the 12 months, Ushtem esrei shos hayim v'alayla, and correspond to the 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night, as is known. We know that Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is comprised of four letters. Two of the letters are the same. The Hey is repeated twice. When you have four different letters, four unique letters, A, B, C, D, if you try working it out, you'll see that you can form 24 different combinations. You can line them up 24 different ways, A, B, C, D, A, B, D, C, et cetera, et cetera. If two of them are the same, then you can only form 12 combinations. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's what's known as the Yud-based Tzirufei Havaya, 12 different formats as to how this name can be written, and the Tikkuni Zohar and the Arizal show what they are, and they give you a pasuk in the Torah showing which psukim in the Torah have these different combinations in the, as their first letters. For example, if I'm not mistaken, the one for Sivan, the month we're in right now, comes from a pasuk at the end of Parshas Truma, if I'm not mistaken, where it says V'chol Yisdois Hamishkan Umes Vav Yud Hey, you know, where the name is in that order. The month of Nisan is the first month of the year. There we're told that the Yud Kei Vav Kei is in perfect order. That's based on the pasuk Yismechu Hashomayim V'Sogel Horetz. The first letters are Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Tikkun Zohar not only explains the order of the letters, they even explain the vowels under the letters of each one of these names, why it is exactly this way, and how it ties in to the month, to the particular month that it represents, and how it ties into the particular hour of the day or hour of the night that it corresponds to. Interesting, just to deviate for a moment, there's a Sefer B'nai Yisachar, which is one of the most respected Hasidic Sforim. It was written by the Dinover, Reb Tzvi Elimelech Midinov, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha. And he wrote a number of Sforim. The Sefer B'nai Yisachar is a Sefer that he wrote about the calendar, about the going for, discussing all the holidays, especially the holidays, but also going through the month, the Jewish months, and explaining each month what it represents, which name of Hashem it's tied into, which sign of the zodiac, and all kinds of beautiful, beautiful drushes on each one of these. One of the things he points out, he quotes a medrash that says that one of the reasons why the Jews' tefillos are not answered is because they don't address their tefillah to the name. They don't address their tefillah to Hashem's name. And the Medrash quotes a pasuk, which all of us are familiar with. We say it Shabbos morning. Yikra'eni ve'enehu, imo yanoichi b'tzora. Hashem says, they'll call out to me, and I will respond to them. I am with them in their problem. Asagvehu ki yoda shemi. I will elevate them because they know my name. Because they know my name, I will elevate them. So this is what the Medrash says, that when the Jews don't know the name of Hashem, so Hashem doesn't respond to their tefillos. So the Bnei Yisachar asks, what is this talking about? And he says that it appears to him that this is tied into what the Arizal says, that in each month has a corresponding format of Yud Kei Vav Kei that relates to that month. And on Rosh Chodesh, when we daven Musaf, when we say the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, and you have a special bracha in there, where we say that Hashem should give us sasa and v'simcha, this, that, and we finish that bracha with the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Chodoshim. So he says, when you say Hashem's name there, you should try to have in mind the particular combination of Hashem's name that's associated with that month. How do you know this? The answer is in many, many of the Siddurim today that we had today, we're privileged to be a rich generation. The Gemara says that in those days, most people didn't have a Siddur. They didn't have a Machzor. Everything was by heart. Today, B'liyah and Hora, we have not just Siddurim, Machzorim in every shape and form, but we even have English translations and other, and even Art Scroll has put this into their Siddurim and Machzorim. After the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, they have a page printed where they show these different combinations. Even though they're not into Kabbalah, etc., but this is one of those things that's become a little bit popular, a little bit more accepted, because it's relatively easy And it's something that people can relate to. And the Bnei Yisachar is one of the most popular among the Hasidic Shigadoilim. So this has been accepted by many. I'm mentioning it here just because it ties into our topic here. So Rav Nelson Zal is telling us here, this concept of the 12 Shvatim, the 12 tribes, which are connected to the 12 months, which are connected to the 12 hours of day and night. All of these are in perfect sync. Everything lines up perfectly. And there's a reason why each thing lines up exactly the way it does. Umishom soid hoibur. And it's based on this information. It's based on these elements that the secret of the intercalation, the whole secret of correlating the sun and the moon is based on understanding all of this and knowing how all of it ties together. Shema Abrim es Hashona, whereby we sometimes have to add a month to the year. Vo'isin Hashona bas shloisha sar chodesh, and we turn the year into 13 months. Shaydeze nichlolim hachadoshim shema zman bebechinas tleiser dikune dikna bebechinas mazel ha'elyoin. By when that happens, we're taking time, which is represented by the 12 months, and we're plugging it into the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, which are also referred to as the 13 tikkunim of the beard, kaviyochel. We know we're going to have the holiday of Shavuos in 2 days. The Gemara says when Hashem appeared on Har Sinai, he appeared as a zokein mole rachmim, like an elderly person full of kindness, like an old man with a white beard, kaviyachol. That's the symbolism that's used. The beard represents the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, etc. So when the year becomes 13 months, there's this concept that we're taking the 12 months and plugging into that level of 13, which represents this highest level of kindness of Hashem. Bebechinas mazel ho'elyoin. It's referred to as the highest mazel in heaven. Now, there are the 12 mazolos, the 12 constellations, and there's number 13, which is called mazel elyon, the top. Shehu bechinas klolius hashneim osr mazolos. That's a composite of all the other 12. Klolius hashneim osr tzirufi avaya. It's a composite of all the 12 combinations of yud kei vav kei. Sheshom Shoirish Hazikna Dikdusha. That's the source of aging, of the whole concept of old age. Shehu Bechinas Lamalam Yazman Kanal, because that's above the concept of time. Vialkein Ein Mabrim Eloador Shu Soif Hashnemosar Chodesh Hashana. And this is why, when a decision has to be made to add a month to the year, where do they add it? After Ador. They add it at the end. In order to plug in the 12 months, bebechinas tikun hashloishesrei, into this tikun of the 13th, shehu haklolius shel kol hashneimosar tikunei dikna, which is a composite of the other 12 tikunim of the beard, shehi bechinas lamala miazman, which refers to a level above the concept of time. We've mentioned this in the past when we spoke about the Midos of Hashem. We said when we speak about the 10 Midos of Hashem, so we said that Netzach, Hoid, Yesod, and Malchus are referred to as children. Chesed, Gevura, Teferes are referred to as Ovois. We usually refer to Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov as Chesed, Gevura, Teferes. That would make Chachma and Bina into grandparents. They're called Sovin. And the Keser, the crown, is called great-grandparents. So that as whenever we're going up the spiritual ladder, the higher up we go, the older the age, the shorter the time. The more as a person gets older and older, the time went by like nothing, like in a blink of an eye, that kind of thing. Until we get to a level of Bitul Asman, where there is zero time, like that Bettler that we had in the story of the 13 of the 7 Bettlers.